Over 500,000 copies of the 9/11 Commission's report hit bookstore shelves, both real and virtual, yesterday. The paperback is already at the top of the bestseller list on both Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. But as NPR's John McChesney reports, sales around the country are mixed.
At a store called A Clean, Well-Lighted Place for Books in San Francisco, the report is prominently displayed next to the cash register. Bobby Sue Hood, a San Francisco architect, is handing over $10 for the book.
I'm going to read it because I really want to know what the facts are behind this. You hear so much media hype that it looks like this is well documented for a change. It's not going through a filter.
But why pay $10 for it when she could read it on the internet?
It's no fun to look at a screen for a long time when you can put your feet up and read a book.
Valerie McKinney is also fondling a copy of the report.
I think people are starved for information about this 9/11 thing, and I think they're hungry for anything that might even approach the truth. So I'm not surprised a lot of people are buying this just to have it, to hang on to for a minute.
Would you actually read it if you bought it?
Heck no.
A Clean, Well-Lighted Place pre-ordered only 40 copies of the book. There was little advance publicity for the paperback edition, so much of the public was unaware that it would be instantly available, and bookstores were not even aware of the exact publication date. Bookseller David DeWolf.
We're going to wait and see probably what the sales are like, you know, because you always have a huge interest in, say, take the Bill Clinton book. You know, you have a lot of people that are say they want it, and then after a couple of weeks, you have a lot of copies sitting there. So, you know, I'm sure they'll try to order it as demand dictates.
In Austin, Texas, at Book People, manager Mark Finn says the report is selling well, but he lowballed his pre-order of the book because of his experience with the last instantly published document, the Star Report.
And even with the scandalous things inside, it was a terrible read. You know, reams of testimony, absolutely repetitive questions. This seems a lot more succinct. It gets right to the heart of the issue. And we couldn't have known that 2 months ago when we placed those orders. So we're trying to get some more now, and I think we should be successful.
But if Charlene White is a good example of the average customer for the 9/11 report, Mark Finn is going to have to order a lot more copies. White eagerly awaited the report's arrival in a Chicago bookstore, Women and Children's First Books.
I'm getting goosebumps as I replay those videos in my mind of the hijackers going through security at Dulles Airport. There's an awful lot of other things that are in the report that are important for us to understand if we're going to really implement a homeland security program.
Not surprisingly, sales of the report were quite brisk in New York and Washington, D.C. One Borders store in Washington pre-ordered 400 copies. Jesse Caird is with Borders Bookstore in Manhattan.
At least at our store, it's running very well. I think it's going to have a lot of legs. A lot of people are interested in it.
At $10 or less, Caird says, it's an excellent price point for nearly 600 pages of detail about the tragedy of 9/11. John McChesney, NPR News.